This land in southwest Texas appeared to be barren ranch country. You could buy it for a relatively cheap price, and the stock could roam for miles to graze on a little grass and water. But Ira Yates noticed something that changed the area. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Ira Yates was a rancher in West Texas. In the early 1920s, he began to notice something on his horseback rides in the area.
Mr. Yates, when he was riding horseback, he'd see seeps of oil in the canyons and down on the river had a film of oil on it, and he kept trying to get the oil companies to drill.
Snooks Collette says oil companies had drilled on some of the Yates land to no avail. But Yates was convinced there was oil in the area because he kept seeing it on the ground. In 1926, they tried again. This time in a place today known as Discovery Canyon.
And that well blew in, and there were no tanks or no lines or no pipes or nothing. And they were just trying to hold that oil down all they could, and it was just spraying out.
Interestingly, Snook's grandfather ranched in the area as well and was offered to buy the ranch. She says he could have bought it for
$250 an acre, and then finally $225, and didn't take it. Oh, no. I would be as rich as my friend Ira Yates.
Descendant of Mr. Yates, who struck oil. Nonetheless, Snooks still enjoys telling the story about the oil field. There was really no infrastructure in the area at the time. A boom town sprung up around the only building out there and got a logical name.
There was a little old town called Red Barn down here because Mr. Yates had an old red barn right down here about a mile and a half, 2 miles south of town.
It never got bigger than 75 people, but it did provide services for the many heading to this new oil field. But another town sprang up to take the place of Red Barn, and it has quite a story. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Old Red Barn, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.